We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There we go, an Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good for your soul. Hey, we're going to do a whole lot of this tomorrow. Joe's going to be on the beach. We better get some Earth, Wind, and Fire, some Michael Jackson, some Janet Jackson, some Bobby Brown, right? The OJs.
You know it.
Right? All of it. You like the OJs? The Ohio Players? Let's do it. The Gap Band? Charlie Wilson?
It.
Lead singer of the Gap Band on his own?
Charlie Morton, maybe.
Charlie Morton.
Speaking of which, we have John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, Johnny. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my dining room. Joe, how about you? Where are you? Are you in the studio or
I'm in the studio sitting right across from Mr. Paul Zeiss, and to my left is Austin City Limits Bechtold. Can I ask you the same questions that I asked these guys a few minutes ago?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Your Pirates prediction.
Why I'm here. I don't know.
Well, Cavalli just had a very odd appearance, but I'm trusting this one will stick to point here. How many wins for this team this year?
I'm going to say 78. Just a little bit more than last year. I don't think they're quite ready to jump up over 500 because of the starting pitching. But I think little by little, they're gaining on being a pretty good team here.
How about a breakout player and a disappointing player this season? And then I'll throw it to Paul.
You know, I guess I don't know if it would be so a huge breakout, but I really think Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to build on that second half of last year when he hit 10 homers in just 49 games after the All-Star break. And I really believe he's going to break out this year and really become an All-Star caliber player and certainly one of the top 20, 25 players in the National League. I think he'll, win another Gold Glove. And I think he's really going to become a very reliable part of that offense now, where, over his first 3 years in the big leagues, he was a little more up and down. As far as somebody that's going to be a disappointment, I hate to say it because a little bit of a dealt with him, he seems like a wonderful guy, is Marco Gonzalez, the left-hander they got from Seattle by way of Atlanta in a trade back at the winter meetings. I don't get too wrapped up in spring training stats, guys, but he wasn't very good this spring for the most part. And, he had arm problems last year, and I just don't have a whole lot of faith that he's going to have a really good year. Now, I think Martin Perez, the other lefty they acquired in the offseason, I think he could have a pretty good year, but I don't like what I see from Marco Gonzalez, at least through the spring I didn't.
Well, that's been the thing we've been talking about, Joe and I, for pretty much the whole show, actually the last few days, is that if you look at the Pirates, they don't seem like they're that far from the top of the division. Why wouldn't they have gone out and gotten one more legitimate starter? I'm not talking about a guy that costs $30 million a year, one of those guys. Nobody's talking about that. But go out and get a guy that, can give you a representative start every fifth day. I think that's the difference between them and maybe pushing for 84, 85 wins.
I agree totally, Paul. I think that's the one last piece from them really going over 500 in a weak division, maybe contending, maybe even winning it. And, You know, the guy I pushed for here in the last couple weeks of spring training was Mike Clevinger. You know, I think he's a guy who would be affordable. And, you know, he had a – I know he had a couple bad years and he had Tommy John surgery, but he quietly had a really good year with the White Sox last year, even though they were a bad team. His record was 9-9, which, you know, obviously mediocre. But his other stats were good, and he pitched good on a bad team. And I have to believe at this point, with opening day tomorrow, his price tag wouldn't be all that high. And why the Pirates wouldn't go sign him, I really don't understand, because I'm with you. I think you add one more, you know, credible big league starting pitcher on that team, I think they have a chance to be pretty good.
Johnny, when are we going to see Paul Skenes?
You know, I would have said June when he becomes arbitrate, you know, when he would have too much service time in to be, you know, where they could gain an extra year of arbitration and an extra year of free agency. But then they turned around and they put Jared Jones on the opening day roster, which I thought was a good sign that showed that they're not always just worried about service time and money and waiting to next year or the year after. So now I think Skenes will be up soon. I think it'll be before June. I think, you know, obviously how he pitches is going to dictate part of it. But I think we can see him by May now. I mean, after they put Jones on in the rotation, I think that that's kind of a sign that we're not worrying about the service time aspect as much as we used to. And if Skenes pitches half as well as Indy at the couple times I saw him in Braden, then I can't imagine he's going to have a whole lot of trouble at AAA. I mean, I know there'll be a little bit of an adjustment period, but I don't think a big one. And I think if he pitches well there, they have no choice but to bring him up.
Well, again, it's interesting. We were talking about it, and I still have a feeling, John, we're not going to see him till June. And to me, when you got a guy like that, I'm not sure what the benefit is of him blowing away AAA hitters. You know, after, you know, maybe a month, at some point, don't you got to bring him up and just let him be challenged by by major leaguers?
I would. I mean, I think he's up to the challenge. And I will say this. I mean, physically, he has the ability. He throws 102 miles per hour. He has a nasty slider. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to him a couple times this spring when I was down in Bradenton. And, obviously, I didn't really know the guy other than to say hello when he signed his contract last year. I'm really impressed by him, Paul. I mean, he seems to have that little bit of an edge to him, but not in a bad way, in a good way. Like, he knows he's good. And he just seems to me he's a really bright guy and he's a confident guy. And I don't think he'll be overwhelmed if he comes to the big leagues and gets hit around in a couple of starts now and again. I don't think he'll lose confidence. I don't think he'll go into a shell. You know, I think this guy has the ability both mentally and physically to be really good in the big leagues and be able to ride out the few rough times that he might have.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John Parrotto on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And, of course, the text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How safe is Shelty if they get off to a rotten start, John?
I think he's okay as long as Ben Charrington's the GM. I think they're pretty well wedded together, but it is an important year. And, I mean, Shelton's put a little heat on himself by saying, hey, we expect to contend this year. And if they don't contend this year, then, you know, you wonder if he would be back next year. I mean, this will be his fifth year. And, I mean, you know, the COVID year was his first year, and you kind of have to just throw that out. But then he had 200 lost seasons. They did show progress this year. If they regress, I mean, that would give him 5 years, and that's a long time to have no winning seasons and no contention. So, you know, I think they need to have at least – I think they at least need to show progress for him to stick around after this year.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, progress to me isn't 78 wins. You know what I mean? Like, you went from 75 to 78. At some point, I mean, you have to measure it, and I would say 83, 84 wins, then we start talking about real legitimate progress. But, John, the other question that I have is, and this is probably going to dictate a little bit about how good this team can be, is can Henry Davis be the everyday catcher and catch and do what they want him to do defensively well enough to give them a chance in terms of, you know, handling the pitchers and all the stuff that they ask their catcher to do? Is that going to be something we should watch all season long?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's definitely going to be one of the main storylines, one of the main interesting things about this club is to see how much progress Henry Davis makes, Paul. If you'd asked me this at the beginning of spring training, I would have said even more. I had questions about him. And I think there still are questions about him. But I will say this. He showed improvement defensively. And that's just not me saying it. I'm talking to scouts, people who understand intricacies, pardon my slip up, of catching. They really think he's gotten better. Now, he's not a gold glover, and he's not like maybe one of the five best defensive catchers in the league, but he certainly has become to the point where he should be average. And if he's average and if he hits 20, 25 home runs, then you've got something there with a catcher with that kind of power. I like the idea that he spent the whole winter working. I mean, when he wasn't at Driveline Institute out in Seattle, the kind of the high-tech training facility. He was at Pirate City in Bradenton most of the winter. He only took a week off between Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, that really shows the dedication he has. And I will say this about him. He loves the game. It really comes through in the times I've talked to him. And he's a hard worker. And I think he'll do everything he can to be as good a player as he can be. How far that goes, I mean, remains to be seen. But when you have somebody with that kind of work ethic and that kind of heart, I think that at least gives him a leg up on being a pretty good big league player.
All right, Johnny, we appreciate the time. It should be very, very interesting. I guess last question is over under Bailey Falter wins this year, 3.5.
I'm going to have to go under. He's a very nice man, Joe, but I have to go under.
Well, you know where nice guys finish, Johnny. That's my fear. And maybe that should be my last question is I'm not seeing one person pick the Pirates to finish anywhere but last. I've seen every other team. Somebody's picking every other team to win this division. Like some say the Reds with their youth, Cardinals with their offseason, Cubs with their talent, Brewers because even when they have adversity, they seem to win anyway. Nobody's picking the Pirates. Where are they going to finish in the division, and who's going to win it?
Well, I think the Brewers are going to win it. I still think the Brewers are pretty good, and I know they have lost they traded Corbin Burns, and they don't have Brandon Woodruff this year. But I think Pat Murphy stepping in for Craig Counsell, they won't miss a beat. And I think it's a weak division. Nobody's going to win 90 games. And, you know, it's kind of hard not to project the Pirates finishing last. And But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say they finish fourth again. I don't know who's going to finish behind them, but I do think they will finish. They won't finish in the basement. But to me, they're still a year away from really being a contender. I think they need a few more pieces, and I think they need some of the young pitchers like Jones and Skeens, and not only them, but some of the other guys that will be a triple and double A this year to keep developing. And if they do that, then they have a chance to be pretty good here in the next couple of years.
Johnny, thanks for taking the time. We'll see what happens. It should be interesting. They're not boring. That's for sure.
No, that's for sure. There'll be something to talk about and write about every day, I'm sure.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.